You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jason Lee Podcast.
Welcome back to a new episode of the Jason Lee Podcast. Yes, yes, yes. We are here in your feed again. And if you're listening to this somewhere in your car or on a hike or at your baby daddy's house, we're here to serve all of your messy pleasure. All right. You know, who voted for Trump? And this is not even on the show. I just want to say to all of you watching or listening, who voted for this? Because no matter what you're looking at right now, you are disappointed. If you voted thinking you were going to get cheaper eggs, the chickens have decided to not shit any more eggs out. If you voted because you wanted to get that new Tesla, you're actually burning them right now because you're mad that Elon has ruined the world. If you thought you were going to be able to go on that nice trip to the Fiji Islands, Fiji don't even want us. They're taking their water back. The whole world is in a disarray because of this administration. And guess what? Y'all voted for it. All the Mexicans mad because he's sending your cousins who were born here back. Grandma gone. They done deported people back, put them in prisons in other countries who ain't even supposed to be there. Fake tattooed MS-13 on people's knuckles so that way they could justify it. Meanwhile, they still selling Teslas on the South Lawn. I don't know who voted for this, but I'm laughing because none of it impacts me. But I'm also crying because it impacts probably 9 out of 10 people I know. And I think about all the people in Stockton who, you know, our food bank got attacked because they cut off the federal funding to support the food bank. So people who were lining up to get food, now the food is going away. You know, people, I pray that in some weird way, and this is just me trying to think positive, right? The silver lining in all this is God showed y'all the biggest consequence of not voting or voting the wrong way so you can be awoke the next time. And I ain't talking about woke that they want to attack the left woke. I'm saying wake the fuck up and know that if you have a uterus, if you have melanin in your skin, if you're a woman, gay, trans, y'all don't even exist no more, according to Trump, that you all use more sensibility. Now, I'm going to put that there. Here's how I'm going to speak directly to the Democrats. Y'all fucked it all up because you so busy trying to go too far left that you don't understand the millennials, the Gen Zs, the people nowadays that are online social media who only want what's in front of them right there, and that's all they know. You have to figure out a way to talk to people like I did in Stockton, which is why I'm the vice mayor. The world is a mess right now.
It is.
Right?
It totally is.
The Pope said, "Happy Easter, I'm gone and I ain't gonna rise." He died after Easter. And the Pope, who I thought was one of the most progressive popes, mm-hmm. who, you know, I thought he lived the way the people he served lived, and he believed that all people had value and were worth being blessed by God. You know, so in one way, I think the Pope said he checking out of here so that y'all will have a moment to reflect on what his life stood for. And hopefully you can dig deep into whatever it is that made you go to MAGA and come back to the center. But again, I know that it's more complicated than that. I just feel like the Democrats need to do a better job. I didn't even want to go on a whole political rant, but I was thinking about the news today. I was watching the news, and it's like doom and gloom and tariff and this and that. And China said, we're going to give... Rob said, I can't even go get a BLT because all the pork then went to another country, $60 billion worth of revenue from China. What's the world coming from?
And you want to go to Brazil. Now Brazil's making it harder to get in. You saw that?
You only have to have $2,000 then, baby. I can go.
And a visa. You got to sign up and do all this paperwork. We don't want.
Andrew will sign it up. I'm coming. Me and Rob are coming to Brazil. He got to go on a gay cruise. I have no. I hope they got Aperitude and plastic wraps and everything that was at Diddy House on this boat. Because you're going to be gone for how long?
I haven't planned anything yet. But I'm just flirting with the idea of going on a trip.
You need to go.
But a gay cruise to Africa, y'all are going to get put in prison.
He's going to have his own private pool in the front, a hammock.
No, the way he described
it. The hammock, listen, I know, is going to see
the way he described it, I want to get an adjoining room.
Oh, my God.
You know? But it's in, you're going to go to Africa.
No, I think there is a cruise that goes to,
because the gay cruise to Africa seems like.
Yeah, it stops. No, it stops. One of the stops is in Northern Africa, but I think it goes all over the place.
Okay, Rob, we have to do Brazil this year, mm-hmm. for sure, and we have to go back to Greece.
Yeah,
with absolutely. A very limited group. All of you that went to Greece the last trip are not welcome back. Just a very small group, for real. And maybe Sean, if he leaves his fans up.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be like after Impact Awards.
After Impact. After Impact, we're hitting it straight to Brazil.
But like, Sean has to bring his fans.
Okay. Well, let's say this. Right after, let's commit now. Our Impact Awards are June 20th. So if you want to go, we'll tell you how to get tickets. It's an amazing thing. I'm not giving out as many tickets this year. You're going to be able to purchase tickets. But it's shaping up really well. I'm excited about it. But no, I think right after Impact, there's something I have to do right after. But I think like right after that, hit it.
Brazil.
Like, and 7 days. 7 days and seven nights.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have to put rules together and everything. Because I'm saying right now, si se puede, baby. Si
you
se
better
puede.
Bring a stack of NDAs with you, too.
Well, NDA, listen, let's be very clear, because I don't want anybody to take this clip and say, Jason making them all sign NDAs. And I do. The NDAs are really less about, because when you think of NDAs, you think of dildos, you think of baby oil, all those things. Let me educate you guys on why. I have people sign NDAs. It's because when you're in my home, we can get a call from the White House, the Kardashians, the Cardi could FaceTime. Anything could be happening. My staff, we're plotting, planning on what we're doing. I just don't want you out telling my business. That's it. But I also don't want you videotaping me sleep. But I don't let you bring, I'll tell you, I don't let y'all bring a phone to the room. Why do you need a phone in the room?
To get photos.
Can I tell you a real story? Can I tell you a real story? This really happened to me years ago. This was right when I was on Love & Hip Hop. Did I ever tell you my Hawaii story?
I think.
I meet this Hawaii beautiful story. Model, and I'm like, I'm coming to see you in Hawaii. So I fly to Hawaii, and when I get there, I had been in like five states and seven cities in like 8 days. So I was literally exhausted, and this was years ago. So I was probably in my 30s. I was probably like late 30s. I was like years ago. So I take him to dinner, top of this restaurant. I Uber him over, top of this restaurant, and this beautiful world. And I'm yawning. I'm tired. And this is before coffee and Bailey's. I'm just like exhausted. And I'm like, you know what? I need a nap. Like, I really feel like I'm going to crash. We're going to go to a club tonight. So I go to my room. He comes to my room. I go to my room. I'm like, I'm going to Uber you home. I'm going to take a nap. I'll Uber you back. He was like, oh, I live on the other side of the island. I don't need to go. I'll just stay in your room. I said, whoa, I don't really know. And I had just was on the bed. I was like, oh, I don't know if I should have you in my room. You know, no. You can nap. I just relaxed it. That's okay. So we get to the room, and I'm like, how do I tell him to put his phone in the safe? Okay, that'll be weird. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a nap. I go to sleep. I wake up. He's filming us. He's laying next to me in the bed, filming us for Snapchat. Take his phone, delete it. That's the weird shit you got to think about.
And your intuition, your spidey senses were tingling.
The Bible says warning comes before destruction. And I'm telling you, it always be your senses that you don't listen to that end up making you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Clock it.
Anyway, I put that model in the car and sent him home. We didn't even make it to the club after that because I thought that was weird.
That was weird. That's
no matter what, can you imagine if you were, well, you've had some situations happen. We're not going to get into your business when you're sleeping and people try to take advantage of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this is what I'm saying.
That was called drugged.
Oh, my God.
We might as well tell the story now.
Oh, please.
Because now the audience, you didn't put it out there.
I wasn't even going to.
No, I got roofied at my house.
At your house?
Yeah. I invited some people over to hang out like after a night out. And so one of them roofied my drink. And then apparently, I don't know, I was a friend of mine walked into my room where I had blacked out on the bed and they had started taking my clothes off and they were naked. And I don't recall any of it. So, yeah.
So how do we do the show after a near sex assault story?
We can still do it.
How do we start from talking about eggs and tariffs?
You always got to be careful, have people around, especially if you don't invite
people
around.
Okay, here, let me pick the show up. I'm HIV negative. You told me to tell a story. Now, I know. Well, I didn't know that rape was going to enter the conversation.
It just got
but I mean, it's good that you didn't get raped.
I did.
Thank you. And it's good that I got my test today. The reason why I'm saying that is because I want everybody out there to know their status. You know, Rob will tell you. You can go back and look at the old gagging when I got my test results for the first time live on air when I thought I was dying of AIDS. because I got sick. I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah, I was going to say you're hypochondriac.
I'm a hypochondriac. Oh, but Rob will tell you, was I not walking around? I was walking around that house real slow. Them legs was dragging them feet. I flew Calvin in. I was laid in my bed like, I'm going home. You know, because again, we're in our community. Some of us are afraid to go get tested. Baby, I go in there, lay down. I pull my pants down, let them stick that needle. Because now I'm on Apertude, thanks to you. Because you know, I was doing the daily pill. I was doing a daily pill. Now I'm just doing one shot every 3 months.
Yep.
And then I'm back out there.
What do you have to do to get a test, though? Do they have to get blood out?
No, they
what is that?
Prick your finger. Oh, they do a rapid HIV test, and then they give you a shot. And then, you know, 3 months, I can go on tour for 3 months. I can go to Brazil.
Not on tour.
You know, I can go to Brazil. But when I posted online today, they were like, every 3 months, like, how active are you? You the vice mayor. Vice mayors are active. We can do what we need when we single. Right. You just got to be smart.
You're not a Catholic priest.
Okay.
After City Hall.
City
Hall. Come alive.
Leave my City Hall out of this. Let's just get to the tea with Jason Lee. So we're getting into some things that I know you've already heard about, but I wanted to have a conversation about it because this right here is so crazy. This is the one that they put the fake MS-13. Well, I'll say allegedly because
allegedly.
I don't know if you did. I ain't never met the man, but that's what I heard online. Well, we recently talked about the Maryland father that Donald Trump's administration admitted to mistakenly deporting him to an El Salvador mega prison. Not only did Trump's people claim that they didn't have the power to bring the man home, now El Salvador's president claims he don't either. How do two presidents say they can't do something? They playing a game.
Yes. They're playing like hot potato with the
right. Like, Well, as a refresher, 29-year-old Kilmar, this is him right here. Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia. Why y'all be having four names? I don't know. But anyway, he was arrested on March 12th. And 3 days later, he was deported to El Salvador by ICE agents under Trump's orders. Now, let me show you a photo of him just so we can put a face with the name. Okay, cool. That's him. Hey. Well, Kilmar, who was accused of being an MS-13 gang member, which Trump considers a terrorist group, was sent to El Salvador's notoriously violent prison, C-Cote. Literally, it's C-Cote. In 2011, he entered the U.S. illegally, fleeing gang violence at home. So in 2019, an immigration judge granted him protection against deportation. And despite the court order, Trump's ICE agents deported him, with the White House calling it a clerical and administrative error. And adding that they don't have the power to bring him home. And even if they did, I mean, they wouldn't because he's an alleged gang member with the MS-13s. On April 4th, a Barack Obama appointed judge ordered Trump to return Kilmar. Hours before the deadline, Trump got the Supreme Court to issue a stay. But 3 days later, the high court upheld the order. So 4 days after that, please, y'all do the math. Pull out your paper and do your math because it's 3, 4, 2 days, whatever. The bottom line is Trump invited El Salvador President Nayib Bukele, whatever, to the White House. The two presidents plus the vice president, J.D. Vance, who met with the Pope the day before he died. U.S. Attorney Attorney General Pam Bondi, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller defended Kilmar's deportation. Anyway, President Nayib refused to send Kilmar back to the U.S., and here is Stephen Miller and El Salvador's president, Nayib, speaking on Kilmar. Listen.
So, as Pam mentioned, there's an illegal alien from El Salvador. So, with respect to you, he's a citizen of El Salvador. So, it's very arrogant even for American media to suggest that we would even tell El Salvador how to handle their own citizens as a starting point. As two immigration courts found that he was a member of MS-13. When President Trump declared MS-13 to be a foreign terrorist organization, that meant that he was no longer eligible under federal law, which I'm sure you know, you're very familiar with the INA, that he was no longer eligible for any form of immigration relief in the United States. So he had a deportation order that was valid, which meant that under our law, he's not even allowed to be present in the United States and had to be returned because of the foreign terrorist designation. This issue was then, by a district court judge, completely inverted, and a district court judge tried to tell the administration that they had to kidnap a citizen of El Salvador and fly him back here. That issue was raised to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said the district court order was unlawful, and its main components were reversed 9-0 unanimously, stating clearly that neither Secretary of State nor the President could be compelled by anybody to forcibly retrieve a citizen of El Salvador from El Salvador, who again is a member of MS-13, which, as I'm sure you understand, rapes little girls, murders women, murders children, is engaged in the most barbaric activities in the world, and I can promise you, if he was your neighbor, you would move right away.
Can President Bukele weigh in on this? Do you plan to return him?
Well, I suppose you're not suggesting that I smuggle a terrorist into the United States, right?
It's always
How can I return him to the United States? Like, I smuggle him into the United States, or whether you, of course, I'm not going to do it. It's like, the question is preposterous. How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
But you can release him inside El Salvador.
Yeah, but I'm not releasing, we're not very fond of releasing terrorists into our country. I mean, we just turned the murder capital of the world into the safest country in the Western Hemisphere, and you want us to go back into the releasing criminals so we can go back to being the murder capital of the world? No, that's not going to happen.
Well, they'd love to have a criminal, released into
our country. I mean, there's a fascination.
They would love it.
Yeah.
It was all a lie.
It was all a lie.
The crazy part is that he sat there and said that the Supreme Court order was in favor of Trump, but the Supreme Court order was 9-0, saying that the United States needed to facilitate the return of Kilmer. So it's crazy that they sat there and just completely flipped the narrative.
So what happens when the Supreme Court makes the order and Trump refuses?
Someone should be held in contempt, which is the process that's taking place now. They're trying to figure out who, I guess, but
would it be the president?
I feel like there should be accountability or like a big penalty for like wrongful deportations. Like there should be something that happens to people, because what? Well, you can't just be like, oops.
And you're labeling him a terrorist in front of the whole world. Yeah. Let's be clear. They also doxed the family and put her address out. That's intentional. So all the crazy MAGAs can go and find her. Well, Kilmer's wife, Jennifer Vasquez, who I just talked to you about, she's been going viral after dodging questions about an order of protection she fought against Kilmer back in 2021. I saw this on Good Morning America where they had interviewed her, and Michael Strahan did a great job of being a prestigious journalist until his last question, where he was like, sorry, I really don't want to have to ask you this, but you filed a restraining order against him. Were you afraid for your life? She didn't like that answer. Anyway. Documents had begun circulating online showing her accusing Kilmer of punching her, blacking her eye, and more. And when asked about the reports with Michael, she got silent and simply said, my husband is alive. That's all I could say. Do you think now the doxing and the illustration of him being an abusive husband is a way of validating their disregard for the law and getting this man out as a symbol of showing people that anything Mexican, Spanish, or otherwise melanated needs to go?
Absolutely. Okay. It's them diverting our attention from the reality of people in this country being deprived of due process. It's their way of like making us not pay attention to that fact, because that's the major issue here. And like, if we don't address it now, then it's going to absolutely expand beyond immigrants.
Who
have the right to due process under the Constitution.
Correct. And in the words of Onaja, respect to the law, respect to the law, respect to the law, because where is the due process? Like, no matter what, if he was abusive, okay, all these things,
Hold on.
It's like...
How did you work Onaja into this?
Because they're not respecting the law. Respect to the law. Respect for the law.
Is that what her point was?
Yeah, respect to the law, respect for the law, and respect to Allah.
I can't take
That's what
right
they
now.
Said.
I can't take
Don't do me. I'm just saying, due process is a real thing. And no matter what, if he's abusive, if he's this, if he's that, okay, so what? He still deserves due process.
Bling, bling, bling. Bitches is mad.
Period.
Okay, well, listen, I don't know what's going on between these two presidents. These two right here. It's embarrassing to watch two world leaders sit in a room debating over whether or not they can bring somebody back or not.
It's ridiculous. And I would say the Democrats actually stepped up, because a lot of Democratic senators flew over to El Salvador and have been really fighting to bring this man back. So I mean, they're doing their.
But it's also kind of scary how easy you could, your whole life can be thrown in apparel as a part of a political pun.
Yep.
It makes me button up my vice mayor bag a little bit more. You know what I mean?
But really? It's also yeah. weird that all these conversations, is that, can that happen for them to have all these conversations in the White House? I feel like this needs to happen in court. That's so weird that it's like a press conference.
No,
in
not
the
necessarily
Oval
weird because that's the symbol of our country, right? The White House is a the symbol Oval of our Office. Country. I can tell you right now, I don't recognize this America. Even when Ronald Reagan was the president and he was going after Gorbachev and all that, like, we still had some sense of value. Mm-hmm. Like, this country, the values of what the Republican Party thinks versus what the Democrat Party thinks is one thing. This is not that. This is Project 2025.
100%.
And even though he said he didn't know what it was, he must have found the manuscript on the helicopter because he's going down the list, right?
100%.
And those of you that don't know what Project 2025 is, the world is so much easier than it was when we were in school. Go to ChatGPT and put it in there, right?
It went so
just
simple.
Ask them. It's 900 pages. Y'all don't even want to read a whole story on Hollywood Unlocked. Y'all just look at the clip and then just make a whole decision. Please just go to ChatGPT and say, give me a one-page summary of Project 2025's worst things, and it will give it to you.
And then you can compare it and say, and what things have the current administration tried to implement to date?
Yep.
By the way, when Fox News puts out the approval ratings for all the presidents and this president has the worst for both his terms than all the other presidents, it tells you that even Fox News isn't buying it. Because people in the Republican Party realize that all of these shenanigans is not what they signed up for. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want tax cuts or da-da-da-da. It's going to backfire on the party. Remember, we told you this. The Republicans are going to ruin it for themselves, allowing this man to do what he's doing. Thank God the judges are at least doing their job, right?
Yep, that's the only thing.
Because he appointed them all and they're turning against him too.
Because mm-hmm. they're actually doing their job and upholding the Constitution. So thank God the judicial system is actually working right now.
And let this be a sign to all you other elected officials out there that want to run it all by yourself. Bye. Gayle King is in the news because she went to space for 11 minutes. Now, look, you can't throw shade on Gayle for going to space because Gayle went to space for 11 minutes. I didn't know you can go up that high in 11 minutes and down that fast.
What can you even see? What can you even see? A star and then go back down?
I ate a bowl of ramen noodles yesterday. It took me 12 and a half. 11 minutes, right?
They just went up, came right down. I love it.
Gayle. Let me give you a flowers, Gayle, because you black and you know we barely get on a plane, let alone go all the way to space. Well, Gayle King is not only a media icon, but she is making history now as an astronaut. Gayle, along with singer Katy Perry, Jeff Bezos' fiance and businesswoman Laura Sanchez, activist Amanda Nguyen, and former NASA rocket science Aisha Bowe and film producer Carrie-Anne Flynn led the first all-female space flight with Blue Origin. Let me give you another round of applause because it was all women who had the courage to go up in the sky for 11 minutes. Let me show you a photo of all the women. This is them right here. Baby, this looks like a Fashion Nova Halloween costume shoot.
It does.
But it's a lot of money, though. Look, Gayle got that new wig. Okay, what? Gayle. Well, look. On April 14th, the ladies made their way to Launch Site 1, a private ranch in rural West Texas, more than 140 miles east of El Paso. Now, upon climbing aboard the Blue Origin, the women took off for an 11-minute ride to the tip of space. They did this without any pilots or government astronauts on board, which is insane. Okay, now, the rocket flew all by itself. Take a look at the launch and landing footage. Watch.
Liftoff. New Shepard has cleared the tower.
Got it.
I gotcha.
I got you, Flynn.
Gotcha. Proud of you, Flynn.
Flynn, can I get him?
Oh, the moon! You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon. That's amazing.
Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my That's gosh. Our pink moon.
Okay. Now it's time to look out that way.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's amazing.
We'll see a puff of smoke when it touches down. A puff of dust.
That should be
That's
yes.
normal.
A puff of dust, last milliseconds. Air cushion that will kick up the dust. It's a very soft, soft landing despite the sporty perception. There it is.
Why were the Kardashians there?
I knew that was going to be your first question.
Oh, I have a lot of questions.
Oh, I text Kris Jenner and I said, hi, can we rebuild the bridge? She left me on red. It's okay.
She read it?
Show.
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe it's not her number. Maybe she changed her number.
It's okay. Listen, God bless you. But why were the Kardashians there? It's like they have to be anywhere there's a camera. And why did that rocket look like a, what did it look like?
Marina?
An eggplant.
It looked like a tampon.
A Mandingo Award.
Like looked like a tampon. Look.
Oh, to me, it looks like an uncircumcised.
Okay, anyway. But why did that video of them in space look like they were all on a mushroom trip?
It was the show and tell in the camera, like, with the most random little thing.
Those tracks were clipped in well. What? Everybody.
What? Them tracks was trying to get away, but it was like, Well, Gayle King and Katy Perry were both seen kissing the ground once they exited. Let me show you a video of Gayle. Gayle was just doing the most.
I just have to have a moment with the ground. Let me just appreciate the ground for just a second. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
That was amazing. I'm so proud.
Why she just hug Amazon like that? Well, here are the history making women of the Blue Origin flight, showing young girls everywhere that anything's possible. Take a look. This is them. And let me give them another round of applause. Congratulations. Now, this ain't the only thing that went viral. Gayle, fix your face, because you walk into the thing, gave us something that's going to live on forever and ever. I actually got a picture of this sent to me the other day. Take a look. Well, and she got a lot of criticism, and here's the audio of what she had to say about it.
This is what bothers me, because I've certainly read some of the things online coming from people that I know, that I like, that I consider friends. And this is what I would say to that. Space is not an either or, it's a both and. And because you do something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from Earth. And what you're doing in space is trying to make things better here on Earth. What Blue Origin wants to do is take the waste here and figure out a way to put it in space to make our planet cleaner. I mean, Jeff Bezos has so many ideas, and the people that are working there are really devoted and dedicated to making our planet a better place. That's number one. Number two, have you been? If you've been and you still feel that way after you come back, please let's have a conversation. Number three, please don't call it a ride. That is not a friggin' ride. Whenever a man goes up, you have never said to an astronaut, boy, what a ride. You know, we duplicated the same trajectory that Alan Shepard did back in the day, pretty much. No one called that a ride. It was called a flight. It was called a journey. Because a ride implies that it's something frivolous or something that's lighthearted. There was nothing frivolous about what we did.
Stop playing with Gayle. Gayle read y'all like a gay boy on his way to the club. Gayle got time. Leave Gayle alone. Gayle is what, 70?
Let's see.
Researcher. It was the have you been? I said, okay, Gayle.
She is 70 years old.
Gayle is 70 years old. First of all, Gayle, you look damn good for 70.
She just turned 70.
And you know what? That's the thing. If we ain't had the same experience, you ain't got nothing to say. What do you think?
I love it. She came from all, especially her saying, and the people who she know that she personally knows and respects, like, for them to come at her too. I don't know why people made this such a contentious conversation when I'm the same. Have you been to space? Like, come on.
But listen, I joked at the top of this that it was 11 minutes only because I knew that was a thing online. They went to space. I don't even want to go to New Mexico. Okay? They went to space. And the group of women, they were all eclectic. I love the diverse group of people that went. And the fact is, Jeff Bezos, look, anybody hating on Jeff Bezos is just mad because he got everything y'all want. That man can get honeycombs. He got the news reporter woman, and he got all the money in the world. He about to be richer than Elon. Elon, keep messing around.
Listen.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's a little tone deaf. It was a little, I think why people are making fun of it is because it was 11 minutes and short. And I'm like, what did we gain? What did we learn? Like, what research was done? No. And the fact that it's Katy Perry and like, it just looked like they were having a music video. No.
Katy Perry follows me on Instagram.
But I think that's appropriate though, with this generation.
And that's like, no shade, but it's just like, was it really for like research? It just seems like a bunch of rich people going in space, Oprah crying when Gail walked down to kiss
Oprah
the dirt,
has been crying.
Took me out.
Oprah was crying when she wheeled out a barrel of meat, saying she lost. And Oprah cries when she thinks about okra. She's Oprah. This is what
she's
Oprah
going
does.
To cry. Correct. And I love Gail. I love everyone. I love the whole womanness of it. I love the space. Stop. I will go into space too.
No, because every time you say something, the lie detector determines that it's a lie.
Because for me, like, I think you would be having a different conversation if the flight was like Sexy Red, Glorilla, and Kaisanat.
No,
you would
okay,
be like,
that would be more funny.
But I'm just saying.
That would be funny.
The reality is, I think it's making us have a conversation. And like Gail said, they're doing it because they have plans to further the conversation of how they can expand this into something that helps
no,
the planet.
No, but
just,
it was,
can
it
we
was
just
them.
Show, and can we just show young women that they don't have to put their hands on their knees. Hands on their knees. They can go to space.
Okay.
No, listen. How much booty shaking, ass popping,
okay, you can
pee popping.
Too,
no, but how much have we seen in comparison to seeing women go to space or do something positive?
Which is, you know, it's cool, but I just think it's just
you're a product
deaf
of your environment.
No, it's so tone deaf to me because people can barely even afford to pay the space they live in, their apartment, and to just have just a bunch of rich people going to space.
So the astronaut, astronauts should not go to space anymore?
They're not astronauts. They're singers.
They're astronauts now. Like, they're now astronauts.
You know what?
But I don't think just I don't think that we should halt research and science because our economy is in a flux. Because
no,
of
but I feel
like
if it was,
we have to continue the things that we do as a culture. Like, we can't stop research.
I don't know. I just think it's comical when Gail was like, "Katie was singing, 'What a Wonderful World.'" Like, it just seemed funny. It just seemed like a skit on SNL, and that's no shade. I love girls. I love space. I love Gail King. I love Katy Perry and the other girls.
Turn up the assets.
Don't be fucking.
But. I just can't take Jeff Bezos' bride serious, floating in space.
Brat.
You were just going to use all the buttons on
I
me.
I don't know her. Period.
All right. Anyway, period. Congratulations, Gail. Congratulations, Katie. And congratulations to all the women that went. I'm sorry that you all were attacked by a woman on the show.
Yeah.
But it feels good for the roles to be reversed for
Look,
once.
Look, I'm sorry. It was just a little weird to me. But I love it. Love you, Gail. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Jasmine's breastfeeding her one-year-old. Why is that a story? Hey, Jazzy. Jasmine Brown, the comedian, is slamming all the mom shamers, condemning her for breastfeeding her 13-month-year-old child. Now, remember, Jasmine had a baby with former NFL player Cam Newton, who we all love here at the show, back in March of 2024. The couple welcomed a baby girl, marking Cam's eighth child and Jazzy's first. Let me show you a photo of the family. This is them right here, okay? And that's the baby on the thing. All right, cool. Well, recently, Jazzy went off on people slamming her for breastfeeding her 13-month-year-old, a.k.a. one-year, one-month-old daughter. Here's a video of Jasmine letting the haters know, you better stop mommy shaming her.
These 13 months postpartum finally starting to, you know, feel good and all the things. But I got a bone to pick with other moms that be in my business because I'm still nursing my child and they're asking me,
I see you're still breastfeeding. How long are you going to do that? You know, your boobs are going to sag and isn't there going to be no recovering from that?
Ma'am, why do you care? You ain't got to suck them, look at them, or play with them. Why does it bother you how long I plan on nursing my child? Why? I just never understood why people just feel the need to know that. Like, why you feel like I got to answer that? Why do you feel like you deserve a response to what me and my child do? That's between me and my motherfucking child. Are you my child?
No.
All right then.
I know you guys always think when I come on here I'm screaming, but it's because people are so nosy. I just don't understand it. Like, I know some women who done breastfed their kid till 3 years, 3-4 years old. I'm not saying I'm going that long, but if I did, that's my Bobby Brown. That's my prerogative, babes. I just don't understand what people just... Anyways, am I the only one who goes through just the other nosy freaking... It's usually other moms. Am I the only person that's going through this... People just being so nosy about what you're doing when they need to mind their own business?
I have literally no opinion on this matter. What is the average age of a woman breastfeeding her kid?
Let me see.
Breastfeeding your kid at 3 years old is, that's a lot.
I mean, I think as long as the mother and the doctor agree that it's fine for the health of the child, who cares?
This is the average age for mothers to stop breastfeeding ranges from 18 months to 2 years old.
3 years, 4 years, 5 years. That's like your baby sucking your titty.
So a year and a half to 2 years.
If they're 15, it might be a problem.
No, you want to know what's nasty as hell? My bubba, who just passed away, God bless her. She would always tell me that her mom, my grandma breastfed on my great grandma until she was 7 or 11 years old. Years. Like, she had full canine teeth and was breastfeeding on my great grandma.
Listen, they probably lived
times were tough.
Healthy too.
She was in a village with just a dirt road and she breastfed as a 7-year old.
Marina, I just think there's things that we.
You guys are not talking about all the nasty stuff.
My grandmother had 15 kids.
No, I'm not talking about your grandma.
No time to let no kids.
No, but all the sex stories I got to hear from all of you guys, and I'm talking about my grandma breastfeeding. Long.
You've never heard my sex story, have you? No. What sex stories have you heard from
just
me?
Just wild, like.
You don't. Well, I don't talk about my sex stories.
You don't hear my sex stories. I don't even have sex
with the homeless guy.
The homeless guy, what?
She didn't have sex. He didn't.
There's wild stories.
He brought a homeless person to my house. And
right. Listen, leave the homeless
being
out of
tied
this.
Up. The do rag.
Okay,
thing.
Excuse me. We talking about your grandma with her grizzly ass teeth chewing on titties, or them chewing on your grandma titties with some grizzly ass teeth. Don't bring your grandma titties up in here with your whole family sucking on nipples, running around at family. You got family feeding
I'm
event.
Saying this.
No, fuck that. Your grandma was a damn. What did you call those things? Buffet, and all the kids come and just suck on titties.
No,
all
my
the way
grandma
up to 11.
Was sucking on my great grandma.
Well, your grandma was sucking on great grandma boobs since she was 20 years old.
Yes,
problem.
And that's why I'm telling Jazzy. This I wish she would know shit. That. Yes, she should know that. But that's really healthy for a child.
You just shamed your family.
But how amazing is the woman's body for producing breast milk up to like 7 years old?
Listen, we're not making anything positive out of what your grandma was doing.
It doesn't stop if you keep, it'll keep lactating if you keep on feeding.
Okay, that's look, so hold on. Okay, wait. We need to take a break. We need to put some structure on this conversation. Number one, ew. So there's that. There's that. Ew. Second of all, I think women should do what women need to do, as Rob said, with their kids and under their doctor's care.
Period.
I don't want to see a 5-year-old sucking titty though. Like at some point, because your kid needs to learn that first of all, no 5-year-old should be sucking a bottle either. They shouldn't be sucking their thumb. They need to be eating a steak. Or they need to be eating something.
A steak at 5 is diabolical.
You can't eat a steak at 5?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can. You cut it up. Yeah, yes.
I just picture like a sirloin.
My kid's going to be at prime. My kid going to be at steak 48 or prime table. My kid is eating. We're cutting up the steak.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can cut it up. They don't have to eat it out of their hands like
my
an
kid. You laughing at our kids when your kids was sucking grandma titty at 22 years old. Walking across the stage
it's
of graduation, sucking titty.
Yep.
No, 7-Eleven is a store in America. What your grandma was doing with some other shit. Anyway, I don't know. Is there anything weird about this?
No, but I think the other thing she said is most people were complaining about, oh, your titties are going to sag. And if that's your first concern over feeding your child, like, maybe you shouldn't have had a baby.
If I was a woman, I would be concerned about my titty sagging.
You'd be overfeeding your child.
Right, but first of all, I had to carry you for 9 months, and now here you are sucking on me again. Go.
Okay, but you're saving money.
Go sit over there with a Lunchable and eat your food.
You're saving money from formula.
I have money.
It's in this economy, it's cost effective to breastfeed.
I'm not affected by this economy. So I guess maybe this is a apples to orange conversation. Oh, I don't know. God.
Help us.
Ew.
I know, that's nasty. And my grandma would
just
laugh
break
when she
the
told
cycle. Just break the cycle. Are you going to have kids?
Yeah, I want like 4 kids.
So how long would you breastfeed your kids?
Probably like a year. Yeah, like
so
a year
you're
going
to bring your kids to work like he brings his dog?
And I'm going
to... No, yeah, we don't have a lactate room. We don't have a lactate. Put her in the back.
My kid and Rob's dog.
No, that's the fuck she shouldn't.
I'm going to have the pump going down to the floor. And me and Rob, my kid and Rob's dog are going
to
be
I would love for to see a woman like pump her breast milk, put it in the fridge, and you think it's something for your cereal.
You think it's coconut milk?
Oh, my God. I would throw up for weeks. All right. Well, anyway, Jasmine, congrats on having a healthy baby, because that's at the end of the day, all we really want is for you all to have a healthy baby. And congrats on being able to climb Cam every night. Good Lord. Because Rob can't stop talking about him.
What?
Anyway, bye.
Oh, my God.
I know Cam's like, he really likes me, but he's like, he too gay for me. It's, huh? Cam like, uh-uh. Because I'd be like, Cam, what? He's like, no, no.
Not in town.
Did you ever watch my Cam Newton interview?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorites. It was one of my favorites. Yeah. All right. I was on Cam's show. Go look at first Funky Friday, Jason Lee on YouTube. Go look. All right. Tokyo Tony. My mother's deceased, but if Regina was online fighting people at her good age of whatever she is, we'd have to do an intervention. Tokyo Toni is in the news. She has been trending after getting into a physical altercation at this good old ripe age with a fan that she claims tried to help but robbed her. Now, some people were saying this was her
allegedly
girlfriend. That's what people online were saying, but she says she don't play with the fish sticks. Well, look, Tokyo, who notably helps out the less fortunate, said that she opened her home up to a woman needing help, but allegedly ended up getting robbed of $98,000. Before I show you her saying this, the first thing that popped in Rob's mind, because I can read it, is where did you get $98,000? Right? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes. I just was wondering
she
why
she has those Zeus checks.
No,
clear.
I'm saying, was it a check sitting in a drawer, or was it $98,000 in cash?
I don't even see $98,000 worth of furniture in her house. She probably smoked it all some Marlboros. Anyway, let me show you a video of what she had to say.
Look what she did. She tore my house up. She busted the back window out. Yeah, she used a vacuum to bust the back window out. Knocked the whole motherfucker out. Stole all my shit downstairs. Stole my jewelry box. Stole my safe. Knocked this over. Took all my shades. All my glasses. See, she got me. All my shit. Stole all my shit. No, the bitch, crazy bitch, broke in my house as soon as we left. When you're trying to help people, you don't know that's a mental. So far, we had about 98,000 that she took out of here. I'm falling back for a couple days, you know? She got some nerves. That's all. Mm-hmm. Chill out on social media, you know? Just relax for a fucking couple days. That's all. Mm-hmm. Came up in my shit. Breaking it into it. Destroyed property and stole everything. No, you know, she got to deal with whatever. I let you live with me for 6 weeks, seven. I got you another place that didn't work out for you. Couldn't stay there. Then I got you a hotel for a week, $620. They broke it down because they said they had to move to another room. The bitch was weird. This is the weird shit I deal with. The bitch is weird. Look, I should have pieced her all up, walking. I wanted her to swing. Bitch wouldn't swing. This is the bedroom. Never changed it. She's a still stink. I put Pet Fresh. It still smells like an old man here. Look, just don't give a fuck. Ooh. Dirty, weirdo, bro. This bitch is psycho. Psycho, you had a whole room of yourself free.
I don't know, but wherever she go, that's gonna be a problem. Yeah? Psycho, no police on this shit. This street shit.
That's what a house looks like after two lesbians fight. Right?
I wouldn't know, but yeah, don't they say lesbians move in right away? Okay, our in-house lesbian.
Says yes, yeah.
There you go.
I mean, days later, what do you think?
I don't know why you would let a fan move into your house. Like that's a
because she's a generous woman.
But in your home with all your personal belongings.
The reason why I say this is what a lesbian's house looks like is because the gays, when we meet somebody, we move them right in. We've all done it. We do it. Well, days later, Tokyo went viral on another video showing her fighting the woman that she claims robbed her. And in the video, the woman claims Tokyo demanded
allegedly
oral sex. Oh. Blood tickets. Do your thing, TikTok. Look.
You know you, bitch.
Fuck me, bro.
Why would I fuck you?
You want me to eat your pussy?
Why would I want you to eat my pussy? Why would I want your dirty ass?
It's the filming while your friend is outside fighting for me. Like, Rob, well.
Oh, please don't even try it.
We're not going to tell that story.
Yes, Vice Mayor, you cannot tell that story.
I wasn't Vice Mayor when I was attacked. Anyway, no, what was that?
That didn't even look like a fight, though. They were like holding hands and going like this.
But the girl.
But that did look like.
But the girl put her on blast by saying, you wanted me to eat your.
She did.
But I don't know if she knew she was being recorded.
That makes it all the more authentic.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. It was a genuine reaction.
Baby, Tokyo went live again to talk about why she helped the young woman. And this thing just seems to keep on going. Look.
Put nobody's business out there because this is a lesson. This is not anything else. I got close to her because she told me that she was raped by her dad. Okay, let's talk about it. She told me she was raped by her dad. Mother don't give a fuck about her. Her stepfather poured water in her gas. And all, just, she don't have any friends. She always talks about God. That's another thing to be careful with. And that's what always gets me. Everybody that knows me that comes on here, they've seen her talk and stuff. How can a person such as myself, which is a leader, an auntie, don't engage in no sexual activity, not even with my husband? Okay, because I'm not interested. That's why he don't live here no more. Yeah, because we would be unequally yoked. See, I have a path that I'm taking. It's taking a little time. I took this girl in, not as a roommate. She was supposed to make me beats. This is her computer top. She said, oh, I forgot to tell you, it was broken. I said, oh, okay. I can never be around another stud. They turned me the fuck off.
I don't know what to do with all that, Tokyo. I mean, you're a grown woman fighting on camera and then talking to all of us about why you're fighting on camera. I don't like it. Tokyo, we would love for you to come on the Jason Lee Show. I think you'd be an hilarious guest. Mm-hmm. What do we make of this?
I think if you want to help people, don't bring them in your home. Like, help her get into a shelter if she's being abused by her family. Don't put her in your home and you don't know this woman. And then now she's saying she's never going to help anybody again. I don't know. I just think you made the bad choice.
I think when you read the headline, it's like a fan stole $95,000. I'm picturing like a burglar grab everything. But to ruin all the equipment and all this, it does seem a little LGBT.
What?
Well, they seem like they were in a relationship. I believe that aspect. I don't believe it's like some deranged fan. She keeps calling it a fan who was like just stealing.
And why you didn't call the police?
Right.
But then you're gonna see the text saying, "Come eat this," you know.
But Kaylin brought up a good point when she was showing the video. Like, it's probably for like get the renter's insurance check. Tony is smart. I love Tokyo Tony.
They might be in on it together.
Yeah, that's why that fight did. That fight didn't look real.
I love Tony bad.
Like, they were shaking hands.
That makes you very questionable.
I know. She's entertaining. What?
Your list of favorites is
definitely concerning. Call HR.
Rob.
All right. Anyway, bye, Tony. Ray J's in the news. Ray J and Princess. Listen, I talked to Ray J the other day. His voice sound, he is on this tour with, you know, he's on the, what's the tour called?
Millennium.
The Millennium Tour. Yeah. Singing his heart out. Every night. That voice sound like he'd been given all the notes. Well, let me tell you another note. He's crashing out over Princess. This seems like all the way back to when I first went on Love & Hip Hop with y'all. Y'all been crashing out now for 10 years. If you're crashing out for 10 years, regardless if there's kids or not, it's time to get out. Ray J and Princess Love have taken over art. By the way, do you know Princess was the first person I ever interviewed?
No.
She was the first person I ever interviewed on Hollywood Unlocked on Love & Hip Hop.
Again now for a new season. That'll be a great interview. Yeah.
No, I want to just talk about my friends from TV.
Okay, got it.
Hey, Princess. Hey, Ray J. These are my people. Y'all my people, but I'm going to talk to y'all over here. Ray J and Princess Love have taken over our timelines again. And no, it's not with another divorce filing. You know, the on and off couple has filed at least 4 times now. During a recent Millennium Tour stop in Miami, Ray J and Princess Love got caught in a steamy makeout session despite being separated and heading for divorce for a 4th time. Don't believe me? Look.
It was the fake pose for me.
It's always the fan filming you over their back for me. Yesterday, last night, I went out. I went downtown last night.
Downtown?
Yeah, I went downtown because I was waiting to come to work and bored, not having anything to do. And I went downtown and there was somebody filming me while I was smoking hookah. I'm like, why are you filming me smoking hookah? And then at that moment, I realized I probably shouldn't be out smoking hookah because I'm real.
But were they trying to do it like
yes,
that?
Yes. But when I caught them, they were like, "Ooh, he can see me!" Like I could see them. That little over the shoulder video thing is so annoying. Well, are we happy to see them together?
This is giving me like. I was never a grown adult for the Bobby Whitney era, but I feel like now I'm witnessing that in real time. That's what it's giving me.
That's sensitive because Whitney was dating Ray J and he found her dead.
Eek. Didn't clock that.
TikTok, do your thing on Marina's timeline.
Didn't clock that.
No, it's okay. You didn't think about it. Yeah, but it's giving dysfunction is what you're saying. It's definitely giving dysfunction. But there's also kids involved. They have two kids, right?
They have kids. But for me, it's what is given is like she was lit and ovulating. She was trying to
tongue why does she need to be ovulating?
Because she was tonguing him down like she was trying
you
to make a baby.
You only
tongue
when you ovulate?
Huh?
You only tongue down when you ovulate?
And that's when you're like extra like, like you want to go.
I'm glad I don't have these issues at my house.
Well, that's an ovulating makeup.
Here they are slow dancing and Princess bent over, grinding all over Ray with his arms up.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses in the club. Okay. I see the reference now, Marina.
Okay. Look at the eye contact with the shades. Period.
Get a room. Like, we don't want to see that. Now, sources are saying the hot and cold couple still love each other, and the divorce is still on the table. It appears that they were just caught up in the moment at a concert. And Princess eventually alluded to that after claiming that she would never drink again. Take a look at what she said. Never drinking ever again. Never mix tequila and Tito's. Well, that's what I used to love to do when I drink. I'm 2 years sober. By the way, I'm 2 years sober. Well, in a toxic fashion, as they would, Ray J caught that and thought the shade was shady because he ended up crashing out on Instagram Live over his children's mama and that whole viral moment. Here goes Ray J crashing out.
Princess did taste good yesterday, though, when I was kissing her. I reminisced, man. I love her. But I don't like her right now. She's my everything. But I'm her fucking nothing. She was kissing me like when we first fucking met. Don't ever do that to me again and play with my emotions, nigga. Ever. Nigga, I love Princess, but you know, she's the best mom in the world. So that's it for her. That's it. What else is there to do? She won. She won because she got the best kids in the world. She won. Not because of me, because of her, she's a winner. And me, I'm a fucking sinner. I sinned so much last year. I was sinning a lot. I mean, it was like every like 16 times a day, bro. I don't like to sin no more though. I'm free now. I want to thank everybody for listening to me, man. It really felt good to just get this shit off. I read in a book that you just go online and just express yourself, you know what I'm saying? And then after it's all over, you take the defeat of what people might say or do and how they feel about you. You absorb it all. So you understand what's really out there in the world and what's being said, and then you make adjustments. You make adjustments to your life. And what y'all did, what y'all helped me tonight. And I appreciate that. I want to thank everybody for coming in here and listening to this rant. It was something that I needed to do tonight, man. I feel good.
We'll just wait to the next report, right?
But he loves her.
I love Ray J.
Listen, we love you all. Good luck. I don't. Bye. It's time for thoughts and prayers. Move over, Elon. The women are taking over space and making history. Gayle King, Katy Perry, and three other women took 11-minute flight to space but faced tons of criticism for faking the funk. But where's the skepticism when it comes to male astronauts? Where's all the skepticism and cynicism for the current administration? Agent Orange admitted to mistakenly deporting a father to El Salvador and won't return him. And now El Salvador's president is, you know, following Trump's bandwagon. What is he getting out of all this? Whether this man is truly a gang leader or an innocent husband and father on the run from gangs, this can't be an isolated incident. I mean, how do we know other migrants aren't being deported, who are honestly innocent? Well, that Maryland father isn't the only person in the news getting evicted. So is Black China's mom, Tokyo Tony, with evicting a fan that she opened the door, who allegedly got robbed by her for $98,000 worth of stuff that we didn't see. Now, I don't know if it's Tokyo fighting the woman, that's wild, or the woman claiming Tokyo demanded that she eat her cootie cat. That's even more wild. Tokyo and this woman aren't the only ones crashing out either, because Princess Love and Ray J sprung again after getting caught making out and bumping and grinding on his tour. But was it the liquor or love? Should Princess give Ray one more wish? This is so stupid. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I am done. I am done. This was a dumb ending, but nonetheless, it was funny as hell. It was just dumb because one more wish. I wish y'all come back. Bye.
The Jason Lee Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.